Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it is time for Week 10 of PM Team Picks. My name is Andrew Filippone, and I am a wagon that has opened up a massive lead. And right now, Malzy and Donnie in a dogfight for that coveted number two spot to avoid picks humiliation.
Some would argue, I've heard it said, that it's actually best to finish second out of three in this, because not only do you get, you don't have to worry about getting humiliated, you don't have to think of a clever humiliation for the person.
True.
It's truly the spot with no responsibility whatsoever, which is why I feel like it's my destiny.
Well, we'll see. What's the
The standings aren't pretty. The pony haters are in exile right now. You got 39 points after another five-point week. We hate you for it. No one's happy for you. Donnie and I are tied at 26. He'll be going first, though, because I briefly held second place last week till he got four this week. I only had two. So we're tied, Don.
And the Arizona Cardinals and Jacoby Brissett, baby.
And let me tell you what. Thank goodness that the advent of the wild card has been brought into this system, because if it was just division champions, there'd be no drama down the stretch here, Don.
All right. Raiders and Broncos tonight. Denver's a 10-point favorite. Denver's had a hard time blowing teams out, and I know the Raiders pretty much stink, but they do have Brock Bowers back, who's an absolute monster. Yeah, they traded Jacoby Myers. He'll be missed to some extent, but I just don't trust Denver to win a blowout. Tennessee played them close. The Jets almost beat them. The Giants had them dead to rights. I'm expecting another close one in the AFC West tonight. I think the Raiders hang around. Give me Vegas plus 10.
Well, Pony, some people would ask you, when did Jacoby Myers become Jerry Rice? I know at least some around here.
I know one
would ask you that. Or perhaps Randy Moss, you want to throw his name into that bucket as well. Denver, as good as I think their defense is, as good as I want to think Bo Nix can be, they have had issues, like you pointed out, really pulling away from teams this season. And it's just another example of a good, not great team in the AFC. Why it's a very murky situation for almost the entire conference. I think Denver will win the game, but it has been close pretty much every time. I will go with the Raiders to cover.
Balls? Clean sweep?
No. In the spirit of being different, I think Denver's going to blow them out. I don't think Myers being gone from the Raiders is some huge deal, but this might just be we let Brock Bowers eat. We maybe try to make sure Ashton Jeanty doesn't kill us. He hasn't really done that yet. And we put a stranglehold on them. I also think this game just being in Denver means it just lets them tee off a little bit more. I don't really like any aspect of it for the Raiders. I also think the Raiders have been unbelievably disappointing. People thought old Peter Carroll would go in there and change things around. Newsflash, they're still the Raiders.
All right, Donnie, the Brady Bowl, his former teams down in Tampa. Both teams doing pretty well, life after TB12. Buccaneers, a 2.5-point favorite here.
And this is a CBS game. I thought he would have requested to do this game.
This is a Nance game.
All these guys suck playing quarterback. They're not as good as me. I got my dog cloned because I'm a freak show.
That Steelers win against the Patriots looks more and more impressive all season long, even though it was one
they haven't lost since.
Yeah, I mean, they had to really gut it out in a game where they turned the opponent over five times. But nonetheless, Pittsburgh won a game in New England, and now the Patriots look like not only a team that is going to be that zesty playoff pick that a lot of people had in mind.
Zesty.
I love it.
They still have a real chance to actually upend the Bills and take back the AFC East, which has been in Buffalo's possession for quite some time. I think New England can go in here and win the game outright. And you guys know, I mean, we are a Baker Mayfield show, all three of us. But I just think that team is still beat up a little bit too much for my liking here. And the Pats will win this game.
Ballsy?
Atlanta should have gone and beaten New England last week on the road. They were down 10 coming into the fourth quarter, scored 9 points, except a guy named John Parker Romo. Romos always have trouble in kicking situations. Missed an extra point.
Yep.
Or else that game very possibly goes the other way, and the Falcons, who had previously been left for dead, go into New England, go into Foxborough, and beat the Patriots. I don't love this for New England going on the road. I think they're going to match up with a team that can actually move the ball and score on them. And I just like Baker Mayfield still to win what might turn into a bit of a shootout. Give me Tampa, -2.5.
Yeah, it's going to be two picks in a row where I side with Donnie and go against Malzi. I like the Patriots too. I don't think Tampa Bay's offense with all the injuries has looked good the last two games. Lost in Detroit. Defense won in the game against the Saints. I think the injuries have caught up to them, and I think that really no one's playing the quarterback position better than Drake May right now, so give me New England. The Ravens got Lamar Jackson back. He threw four TDs against Miami. Now they play a more legitimate team, the 4-4 Vikings. Ravens a 4-point home or 4-point road favorite, Malzi.
I think they're going to go up there and shellack the Vikings. I'm still not buying J.J. McCarthy. All the film guys said he looked pretty good, surprisingly, despite modest numbers. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it even though I think Baltimore's defense is still a problem. The Dolphins self-destructed as they are wont to do numerous times in that game, or else it could have been a lot closer. I'm not buying at all what the Vikings are attempting to sell here. And what's the one thing Brian Flores' defense sucks at doing? Ah, yes, stopping the run. What do the Baltimore Ravens like to do typically? Run the ball. Give me the Ravens, -4.
Yeah, I want, my heart wants Minnesota. My head says Baltimore goes there and wins the game by probably a touchdown or more. I am not yet on the McCarthy bandwagon, even though I do think he played well against Detroit. I think he caught Detroit off guard in that game. We'll have no such luck against Baltimore. I think Lamar Jackson keeps it going, and the Ravens get to 4-5. Donnie?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are riding high on Minnesota after what they did in Detroit. I mean, they burned my money ball last week. I thought the Lions would have one of those games where they score 40-plus. They run away from their opponent at home. That wasn't the case. They were shut down most of the day. But the Ravens are starting to come around a little bit, whether we like it or not, and the Steelers could hold them off. But I think Baltimore is starting to turn a corner, not only with Lamar Jackson back, but it feels like that defense, even as bad as it's been, is starting to turn up a little bit more. I will take the Ravens with you guys, a clean sweep, -4.
All right. There's some Thanksgiving turkeys that are up for grabs there in that matchup for Donnie and I. All right, Rams and 49ers. The Rams, a 4.5-point road favorite in this game. This is the game that Tom Brady will be at back in his home in the Bay Area. The Rams blew this game on Thursday night a month ago. The 49ers were very injured. Some stupid play calling by Sean McVay. He blamed himself for the game afterwards. I don't think lightning's going to strike twice. I think the line is that big for a reason. The Niners defense now, Mykel Williams is out too, their first round pick on the defensive front. They're going with Deion White, who's basically their version of Kyle Duggar, a guy that they just picked up off the Patriots scrap heap. I think the Rams go there and destroy the Niners, and Matthew Stafford outplays Mac Jones big time. Rams minus 4.5. Donnie?
I'm actually going to stick with San Francisco in this matchup. I know that it's going to be a different game than what it was earlier in the season. One that San Francisco was what? That was an 8.5-point spread, I want to say, something like that.
Yeah, Pony and I thought that the Rams are going to win that game by a billion and look stupid as a result.
And that started a little run of big underdogs on Thursday night games winning the game outright. I think that Mac Jones is doing pretty much everything that Brock Purdy could do. I have felt all season like the Purdy injury is a little bit questionable to me. Like, are they afraid to actually bring him back because it's hard to sit down Mac Jones right now? A little bit healthier on the offensive side of the ball. They always seem to figure something out, though, on defense. Robert Saleh back in the fold. I'll take the 49ers getting the 4.5 at home.
Ballsy, break the tie.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I just think they're a much, much better football team. Matt Stafford, if you don't get pressure on him, and I think that's going to be tougher and tougher with some of the injuries that we've already mentioned for the Niners to do, when he's like in system and in rhythm and like running the play as it's intended and not thrown off his spot, there's an argument to be made that he's the best quarterback in the league in those situations, and they're in them a lot, and I think that kind of all speaks to why the Rams look like one of the NFL's best teams and few serious contenders out there. I think that's going to happen a lot in this game, and I think Stafford's going to make the Niners pay, so give me the Rams big.
Moneyball time, Donnie. Any game on the board, you get double the points. Who do you like?
And I'm going to go to a team in a game that we did pick last week. Now, Seattle at home giving 7 points here. They have not been as good of a team at home. They have been a juggernaut on the road.
Yep.
They have looked like the best team in football on multiple occurrences when they play on the road. It's just weird to me how that doesn't match up when the team is at home. And they are taking on the Arizona Cardinals with Jacoby Brissett. They have made the correct quarterback decision. The Cardinals, 4-0 on the road this year against the spread.
That's right.
I'm going to take them plus 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Wow. Ballsy, was that your pick?
No, it wasn't. I thought there was a small risk of him taking my team here. I'm going to go with a team, though, that's undefeated at home this year and 4-1 against the spread at home this year. And I'm not saying everybody is going to be doubting them, but people are going to wonder if there's a hangover after what happened to them right here at Acrisure Stadium. Short answer, no, there will not be a hangover. I think the Falcons are getting, even though they're getting 6.5 here, I actually feel like they're going to get overvalued by bettors because they play New England so tough on the road. I think they go back-to-back on the road and go into Indy.
Well, it's not on the road.
I'm sorry.
It's in Germany.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, that's a 9:30.
Do you still want to stick with it?
Yeah, because I'm a moron. So, I mean, yeah. I see it sitting here, right here. I'm going, 9:30. Oh, yeah, didn't look at that. You know what? Is Jones a German surname?
Pittman. Sure.
Might as well be.
Pierce, maybe Pierce is. Alec Pierce, he's good. I don't care. Give me the Colts minus 6.5.
I'm going to go to Monday night. The Packers are a 2.5-point favorite against the Eagles. The Packers play good teams really well. They play down to the competition against bad teams. They lose to the Panthers. They lose to the Browns. They've beaten everybody else. They tied the Cowboys, another example of them playing down. This ain't a play-down game. This is a measuring stick game. I think they're favored for a reason. I'm not convinced Saquon Barkley's 100% for this game based on how he came out of the Giants game a couple weeks ago. I'm going to go with Green Bay in a big bounce-back spot here Monday night in a game a lot of people are going to be watching at Lambeau Field, and maybe finally they'll take those ridiculously bad jerseys off and look like a real team and play like it. All right, those are... Oh, Donnie, you got to make a pick for...
Steelers-Chargers.
Steelers-Chargers.
Chargers minus three.
High school football playoff action Friday. Chargers a 3-point favorite.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I think there's a real chance they could go there and win the game outright. I mean, the home field advantage is non-existent.
Yep.
We've already seen those reports. It's like 51 or 52% Steeler fans, and I would be surprised if it's not even more than that. So that part's off the table. Some injuries along the Chargers offensive line that they try to put some duct tape on earlier this week. I also think even if it is a loss, it comes down to around a field goal game. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus three.
There you have it, our picks for Week 10. PM Team Picks on the Pony and Muller podcast page.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.